When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ow! My face! Do you have any idea what this face pain is like, Mackenzie?
Oh, I just might.
That's right. October 7th is Trigeminal Neuralgia Awareness Day. Wait, so what is this, right?
Yeah, October 7th is Trigeminal Neuralgia Awareness Day. But the whole month is just like facial pain awareness.
Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Every week, second verse, same as the first. There it is. Very special episode with me today, virtually, my dear, dear jerk-ass friend, Mackenzie. What's up, Mackenzie?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Do you want to know why I'm doing all right? Because my face isn't in writhing pain. How are you?
Well, my face is in writhing pain, so I guess I'm doing shitty.
That's right. So we are talking to Mackenzie, and we spoke to you a year ago, like kind of today-ish, ballpark around that, about your facial pain disorder. Disorder? Yeah. Affliction.
Disease, disorder. Disease. Whatever you want to call it.
When I say disease, I always feel like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like condition. I like condition.
Condition?
Your facial pain condition, trigeminal neuralgia, which is very rare. And it's also one of the, good Lord, it's one of the most painful things any human being can have. And you just so happen to have this at a very ridiculously young age.
It's true. Yeah. It's not been fun.
So and we're creeping up on Trigeminal Neuralgia Awareness Day, which is something we want to make people aware of. And if you would like to explain to the people what trigeminal neuralgia is.
Yeah. So I typically describe TN as a degenerative nerve disease of the face. Basically, we have 12 cranial nerves in our noggins, and one of those is the trigeminal nerve. It is the largest and one of the most complex. It's responsible for facial sensation. So our ability to kind of feel touch, to feel temperature and whatnot. But what happens in TN is that nerve somehow gets irritated or damaged, and that can happen in a number of ways. But when that happens, the nerve can no longer kind of efficiently and effectively do its job. And instead of communicating normal sensation to the brain, it communicates pain. It's not a very fun thing.
And not one of those words that she just said was read off of something just off screen, was it, Mackenzie?
No, not at all.
All I off did not, the top of the dome.
I did not make any notes.
So, look, we joke. We're not making light of this condition. We're not, because it's one of the most horrific, torturous things any human being can go through. But we joke because this is just kind of what we do. Now, Mackenzie and I, we've been friends for a good amount of time. How long have we been friends?
Since right after my last surgery. So it's been 2 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that seem like a long time or does that seem like a small amount of time?
Like in the scheme of things, so short, but like also I feel like I've known you for a lifetime just because I think that's how we get along.
Yeah. It's really wild because I was like, oh, wow, it's been 2 years. To me, I was like, how has it only been 2 years? You've become one of my dearest friends. I talk to you literally, not figuratively, literally every single day. Mm-hmm. Every single day, I ask you basically the same question. Hey, how's your face? Right?
Yeah, that's right.
90% of our conversations, it starts with me texting you, hey, how's the pain level? That's just kind of like, that's our intro. Wow, it's wild. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow, like 80% of the time we've known each other, we've been in the middle of a once-in-a-lifetime worldwide pandemic. That's crazy. Sure.
Yeah.
That is some wild stuff. So we joke a lot. We smile a lot. We're, you know, very upbeat and bubbly because we're here, right? And mm-hmm. I think this is why we get along, because we had horrific things happen to us. You have a horrific thing happening to you on the daily. But instead of focusing on how horrible and terrible this thing is, you do the most amazing, inspiring thing I can possibly think of a human being doing. And it's focusing on the good, where you have every right in the world to be like, you know what? Fuck everything. This is just too much. And either I just want to give up or just I'm just going to be mean and angry to everyone and everything. But you're one of the sweetest, kindest, strangest people I've ever met. And I love that. So that's why I just want to point out that we're very lighthearted about this. But yeah. There's nothing lighthearted about trigeminal neuralgia. There's nothing.
No, it's an inherently shitty thing to deal with.
It really is. And OK, so just to talk about the severity of what this thing is. And this is going to get dark. So trigger warning to some of you guys, but it has one of the highest suicide rates of any condition ever, because you're like, when I say torture, I guess that's the best way to describe it, Mackenzie. Yes.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
You're living every single second that this is going on. It's absolute torture. So if you're a mother, like so a lot of mothers, giving birth is the most painful thing I've ever gone through. Now imagine giving birth 12 hours straight every day for how long? Like you have flare sometimes that lasts weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you're saying that smiling. You guys can't see it, but she's saying it with a smile on her face. Well, this is what I love about you. This is what I appreciate about you. You know, you are so kind and you're so sweet considering everything that's happened. Where in the hell did that come from?
I don't know. I think I was reading a quote yesterday that basically said, you know, it may not be a good day, but that doesn't mean there's not good in the day. And I've just really tried to apply that policy to my entire life. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to go really, really dark. Yeah. And I did not like it. So I don't know. I think we put too much value in the negative things.
Yes.
So often we'll be like, well, I had something bad happen today, so today's a bad day. It takes so many good things for us to be like, hey, this is a good day. I think we have more control than we think mm-hmm. over what we put value into. And so after going through all these dark, horrible things and having dark, horrible thoughts, I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. I would like to put more value into the good things. And it's taken a lot of counseling. It has taken anxiety medication to kind of get me here, but it is where I like being.
You know what? And that's, I feel like just G.I. Joe and knowing's half the battle. No, it's great that like, you know that about yourself. It's not easy what you've chosen to do. That's not honestly, the easiest path is to be like, everything sucks. Look at what the world did to me. This is awful. that's easy. You know, and to be honest, I understand. And I think everybody out here in the world would understand and not agree with it, but kind of agree with it. Right. Like, yeah. Like, what else are you going to do? But you have fought through the pain. You fought through, hey, you know what? I need a hand with this. Yeah. So, you know, I need maybe some anxiety meds, know, just to balance me out in those moments of those difficult moments. On top of that, I need somebody to talk to, you know, that's a difficult thing. A lot of us don't do that. You know, was that something that you chose to do? Is that something that you had a conversation with your family about?
It took a while for me to actually like reach out to other people with this disease. Initially, like all I had was my family, and that was great. My family has been super supportive, but I think I needed that connection with people that understood what was going on with me. Mm-hmm. And so I eventually reached out on Instagram, and I kind of found this younger TN community that could understand what it was like to leave school and deal with this, to want to start a family, but not knowing if I can, like that kind of connection, where they really, really get it. And that community has been one of the greatest things that has come out of this.
That's amazing. I preach and talk about community all the time. It's possibly the most important thing that we can have, you know. Mm-hmm. It's helpful. You know that old saying, misery loves company?
Yeah.
There's not much more miserable than a brain injury. There's not something more miserable than trigeminal neuralgia, you know. So the fact that, look, we don't want other people to have these ailments. We don't want other people to have brain injuries. We don't want other people to have like brain surgery. Like, we don't want that. But the fact is, there are other people out there, and it's nice to know that we're not alone in this journey, you know? So I think it's really, really helpful. And I'm actually glad that you found that community. You've actually become a leader in your community, specifically your subset, because you're part of my community, our community, the brain injury community. You know, we actually had a conversation about that early on. You want to talk about it, Mackenzie?
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
YouSoRock.
I don't know. I don't remember that conversation.
Because you have brain injury. No, I'll put you on blast. I remember. So I run two brain injury support groups. They're just conversations, but they're actually support groups on Clubhouse. Yeah. I do Wellbeing Wednesday, and then I do an after brain injury conversation on Fridays. And, you know, Mackenzie, early on, you were like, you know, you were really hesitant in saying that it was our community. And you're like, but I don't really have brain injury. I'm like, motherfucker, I'll post a picture. There is a picture of you after, I'm going to say this out loud. I really wanted to stick with you. After brain surgery. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You have pictures. Yeah. It happens to you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So if there was any question, if you're part of this community, you 100% are. You had, well, forgive the language. I curse, but not like, I'll celebrate it, but I'm going to celebrate it right now. Fucking brain surgery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's deep. You're 100% part of this community. And I think you found, a huge chunk of your brain injured family.
Yeah.
Because that's been a huge help to me. And I know it's been a huge help to you.
Yeah. No. And I think we've talked a lot about it in groups, but it's just imposter syndrome. You know, I've had two neurosurgeries and like, I've gone through all these things. I'm on medications that really impact the way my brain works, my memory, my concentration. I stumble on words. It's not great. But then you compare yourself to other people, which you should never do.
Ever.
But you do that. And I don't know. It's just hard. But like, regardless of how I feel like I fit in, that community has always welcomed me.
Always.
And like, they're 100% my family throughout all of this. I have found such like connection and understanding these last, what, like 6 months that we've been doing these groups.
Has it only, time is bizarre.
Because time is, I swear,
it is a construct. I feel like I've known you like literally for your entire life because I'm older than you. So I've also felt like we've been doing these rooms and these groups for like much longer than 6 months. I've created some really intense connections with some of these people in such a small amount of time, but that just speaks volumes to what our community really is, you know?
Yeah.
Now, in the stroke side of the community, it's not as difficult as I think your subset of the brain injury community, right? Like there's a lot of us who are still really angry.
Yeah.
There are a lot of us who don't want to acknowledge what happened to us. There are a lot of us who are just really bitter and upset. With the TN community, it must be almost impossible sometimes to find somebody who's like-minded like you.
Yeah, it's incredibly difficult. I mean, when you're in pain all the time, it's miserable. You don't like, and a lot of people get caught up in that. I have definitely found a couple people that, you know, live with trigeminal neuralgia and thrive with trigeminal neuralgia, but it's difficult. And that doesn't mean those people are bad people. They're just living with something incredibly difficult. And sometimes it's hard to be around other people that are struggling. And so I don't know, I've at times had to watch my mental health and kind of step away from my own community, because it's overwhelming to be surrounded by, I mean, something that is inherently horrible.
Horrible. Like it's just horrible. But yeah, it's just beautiful to me that you found your people, you mm-hmm. know, in the groups that we do, but also in the specific part of like the TN community.
Yeah.
Because that must be so difficult. I remember I was struggling and I was just, I need some kind of support. And even like early on in Clubhouse, when they have like a bunch of like support groups, support rooms, and I went in a couple and that was a mistake. Yeah, I remember being in one and like literally I'm just down there with my microphone muted and I'm listening and I'm like, I have made a terrible mistake. It was literally screaming, crying, yelling. And I was like, I don't think this is going to stop, you know? Now, I'm not saying that I don't want to invalidate what those people are feeling, because what they're feeling is that's what they feel. And that's I respect the hell out of them feeling those feels. Yeah. The thing is, these people in particular, I went like a few times, you know, it's kind of like trying something like, oh, I tried that. I wasn't very good. I'm never going to try it again. No, you got to try it again just in case. Right. Mm-hmm. So I went in and these same people are doing the exact same thing weeks and weeks and weeks later, where I'm like, what are we doing here? You know, like me personally, the way I function, I don't function that way. I don't think it's healthy. It's healthy to get these feels out.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's healthy to get stuck in those feels. So I choose to not do that. This is why I get along with you. And I don't think I've ever removed myself from what you're feeling at mm-hmm. some point. You've had dark days. We've had conversations where you were just like bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I don't ever feel like, oh, wow, I can't talk to her for the next week or so because she's dark. Because I understand that's just for you. It's like a moment in time because you're in literally the most amount of pain that any human can probably endure without passing out. And then as soon as that's not there, you're back, you know, which isn't an easy thing to do.
It's not. And I think there's something to be said about how long these people have been going through something. Like I know, for me, like back in 2015, I had to stay in the psych ward. Like I was miserable all the time. And that's something that it took time to get out of that. And those people are just going through their process. That doesn't mean I have to be a part of their process.
Right.
But they're going through their process and they have to feel that out and they have to find what works for them.
I'm right there with you. We all have our own journey. You know, we don't have to be hand in hand, side by side throughout the entire journey. We're at different points sometimes, you know, so you're at a point, and I think I'm at a point where like we're up here. Like we've made it a little bit higher to where I think all of us want to be. Like we're closer. I'm not saying we're ever there, because it's just like meditation. It's a practice. We got to do this every day. Like there's no like end game. Right. There's some people, they're just not there yet. They're working out whatever they need to work out. I don't necessarily have to be part of that process. You know, when they're ready, we're here.
Yeah.
Until then, I want to talk about crawling around in the dirt, you caterpillars.
I think we just have to, like, if you feel like you have resources to give them, if you have advice to give them, absolutely.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
Do that. Give them what helped you, but that may not work for them. And it's just going to take them time. And you can only do so much. So
right. It's also
preserve yourself.
It's really hard to see somebody harm themselves mentally. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so hard to just stay back and just see somebody harming themselves. You just want to grab them by their shoulder and say, stop.
Yeah.
All we can do is just, hey, here, this is going to help you. They can either take that information or they can leave it. Like, we have to be comfortable with their decisions, you know, because it's their life. We can't control them. We can only control how we react to that. So I'm happy and I'm actually proud that you're able to take a step back and not get caught up in that. It's really hard.
Yeah. And I mean, I haven't always had that ability. Mm-hmm. I used to just keep people in my life because I was like, this is such a rare thing. I need to talk to every single one of these people. I need to try and get along with every single one of these people. I want to help them. And I was extending so much energy that I was like draining myself and causing myself to have more pain because I was stressed. And I don't know at what point I just kind of like flipped a switch and was like, this is not worth my energy and me being in more pain. Like, I just have to do what I can. I'm doing my best. I love to help people. This is, I feel like, has given me so much purpose to help other people in the TN community, but it's okay to put boundaries in.
Yeah. 100%. Look, you want to help people, but you also have to take a look at your own energy. Mm-hmm. If you want to help somebody who doesn't want to be helped, you're giving, who are you helping? You're not helping them because they don't want the help. You're not helping yourself because you're fighting so hard to help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. And you're also hurting other people who desperately need your energy that you don't have anymore because you're wasting it on somebody who does not want your help.
Yeah.
Like it's wild. People are wild. You know what? I want to talk about a color. Talk to me about the color teal, Mackenzie.
The color teal represents trigeminal neuralgia. We are currently working on a project called Paint the Town Teal. And so, yeah, we're going to have kind of a local event where we get people together safely with COVID. Right. And we're all going to wear teal. We're going to decorate vehicles in teal and we're just going to have a good time raising awareness.
Yay. That's awesome. Yeah. I like that. And when is that? And where is that, Mackenzie?
So we have one event on Sunday the 3rd at 1 p.m.
That will have already happened.
Yes. And at that one, we will be we'll have a central location and then we'll have 5 different activity stations. So you can do like crafts. You can do like a rock hunt. There's like an ice station to simulate trigeminal neuralgia. It's going to be wild. And then on the 7th, so the actual awareness day, we'll be doing a teal lantern walk. We will have like teal flashlights and we'll just go around a lake. We do that every year, just kind of have like a silent walk. We sometimes do a couple speeches and yeah.
Okay. A teal lantern. So is it like the paper lanterns? Yes. With like a teal flashlight to make it kind of look teal?
Typically what we do is we get teal tissue paper and we'll just put them over the flashlights.
And this is at night that you guys are going to be going around?
Yeah.
Okay. How strange. What in the Midsommar is going on? Do you know how cult-like that's going to look? A bunch of silent people with these teal lamps, lanterns, walking around a lake.
I kind of like have a weird story connected to that.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury like stroke regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
The first year we did the Teal Lantern Walk, we had like a little golf cart and we were going around and everyone had their teal lanterns and we go across this bridge and a tiny child like popped out from behind the bridge. Scared the ever-loving shit out of us. But, like, I don't know where that child came from. He was not part of our group, but it was probably terrifying to that child. It was just, like, 100 of us walking with teal flashlights.
Oh, my. Okay, yeah. That kid, what is that kid doing today? That kid's in therapy.
Why was he hiding under a bridge, though?
Oh my, was he a troll? That's what I'm wondering. Did he ask you three questions? Did he give you a riddle? What's happening? It's the strangest thing in the world.
Like, give us three TN facts and you shall pass.
Trigeminal means three. Answer these riddles three. That's hilarious. Oh my God, it's so weird. Hey, if there's a bear suit and a human being ending up in a bear suit at the end of that, I'm out. I cannot contribute to this any longer, Mackenzie. Is it weird that I'm calling you Mackenzie and not Jerkass?
A little bit.
Yeah,
like, it feels wrong.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, my nickname for Mackenzie is Jerkass because she's a jerkass. And I think I've called you that since like almost the moment we met, which is really weird.
Yeah, you started with MK. For some reason.
Oh, yeah. I did.
And then, yeah, Mackenzie. A month later, it turned into Jerkass. And that it's been easier. That ever since.
It rolls off the tongue a little bit more. Guys, by the way, it's difficult to be my friend. I think, Miguel, you can attest to this. You know, I'm not joking. It's not easy. This is like your on-air character. No. This is who I am.
All the time. Every single moment.
Okay, when Mimi stood with me for the week or so that she was with me, I think after like day two, she was like, wow. Wow, this is okay. Well, this lot, is, yeah. I was like 24/7. This is who I am. Also, I don't sleep very often. So, I mean, it's a lot. A lot of the day is this. So, if you had something to say to a normie about TN, what would it be?
I think just understand. Like, you don't have to understand it, but know that this is incredibly severe, that this impacts every day of my life. I can't speak, I can't eat, I can't brush my teeth without knowing that I have TN. And also know that this does not have a cure. These are temporary fixes that we have in place right now that we need better. We need more research. We need more funding. There's just a long way to go with this disease, and we can't do that alone.
Hey, we need you guys. We are all in this together in every community.
Yeah.
And to the other fellow TN sufferers out there, do you have any messages of hope?
Yeah, just know that you're not alone. There are so many people going through this. I know it feels rare. I know it feels isolating, especially when you're stuck inside all the time. But don't be afraid to reach out online. Find that community. It's really helped me. There are options out there for us to try. People are researching this. People are looking for a cure. So there is hope on the horizon. I know it's a lot. So just lean on your support group in the meantime. And yeah.
Hey, hope is something we have. Hope. We have everything that we need. Like, sincerely, I really mean that. And I like what you said. You know, it's not something anybody can understand, but you just have to understand it's something that you can't understand, you know?
Yeah.
Also, normies, stop saying ignorant shit. Just stop, please. Like, I really can't take it anymore. Like, I've been hammering this one thing in over the last couple of weeks because there's a couple of people, and specifically to tie back to Mackenzie and Tien, where I'm not saying these people don't have things wrong with them. There's a few neurological things, a few, like, you know, some brain injury stuff. Just because your face hurts does not mean you have TN. Okay. I just want to lay that out there. Just because your face hurts a lot does not mean you have TN. If you feel you have TN, go to a doctor and have them diagnose you with TN. Don't be ignorant. There is a wave of ignorant people out there who will talk to them about our symptoms, whatever it is, brain injury, you know, concussion, post-concussion syndrome, TN. And then after hearing that, oh, wow, I have those things. So clearly I am just like you. No, you dick. That's not how it works. It's not. The strongest one I will never forget. There was this dude. He's like a YouTube guy. And like we were just talking at like this event thing. And I was just explaining like my stroke and all the stuff and all that stuff. And then at the end of it, it's like a serious conversation because I'm talking about like something that almost killed me. And this dude looks me dead in my eyes. And he's just kind of nodding and he's like, wow, you know, maybe I had a stroke. I'm like, what? I'm like, are you kidding me? It hurt. It hurt my face like Tien would hurt Mackenzie's face. It really. Who knew? In that moment, I might have had TN. So it's wild that some people, just because you hear a symptom, it's, oh, yeah, I have that. No, dick. Be an adult. Be a grown human being. Be somebody who lives in a society with other human beings. Make sure you don't self-diagnose. Go to a doctor. That's what they're there for. That's their job. Hey, you know, I had a cracked whatever engine head in my car. Hey, you know what? I think my car has that. No, you dummy. You take it to a mechanic because you're not an idiot. So why would you assume the same? Like, why would you say that about like your own body and health? Go to a doctor. Ugh, yeah. It's annoying.
I think there is a place for like self-diagnosis, but on the same hand, you have to go get that checked out. The medical system is not perfect. And sometimes self-diagnosis is the way that you get to an answer. But it is important to go get that checked out. It is important not to compare yourself to other people. It is important to not invalidate someone dealing with someone because you may or may not have this thing. It's please don't misrepresent something by putting a title on it when you're unsure. It's difficult. It's hard, especially with something like TN when, number one, it's hard for a doctor to diagnose. Yeah. There are so many different diseases of the trigeminal nerve alone. So that makes it difficult. There are just so many variables, and it's important to go get that looked at, go get scans, try all these medications. Like there's a process to it. It's difficult though when you hear from other people that will just say, I had a headache once, or I had a face pain once. I understand what you're going through because you don't understand it. And it invalidates what I'm going through. And it's hurtful.
Yeah. And remember the hashtag 2021, don't be a dick. It's just such a dick thing to do, you know? And look, self-diagnosis is fine for a cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, I think I got a little bit of a cold. Man, my elbow really hurts. I might be like beginnings of like arthritis or like maybe, you know, tinnitus or something, right? Or tendonitis. Tinnitus, that's the ear thing. You know, look, if you're saying you're going to self-diagnose a brain injury, first off, it's ignorant. It's so ignorant, you know? It's so serious that like, why would you just guess? Like, let's make sure. Yeah. Secondly, if you're going to self-diagnose trigeminal neuralgia, one of the top tier, like the Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, that it's like top three, okay? Most painful things that you can live with, right? If you're going to self-diagnose that, why would you not 100% know, right? It's annoying. And I just think those people are just gross.
Yeah, they're difficult to deal with. Those are the type of people too that will say, like, I know I have a lot of people that will be like, well, I have trigeminal neuralgia and I go to the gym, so why can't you?
Oh, those people are just as ignorant.
Or like, I took this random juice and I feel better, so you need to take this random juice. And if you don't take that.
I mean to tell you, have you tried juicing celery? I mean, I think you're rid of the TN. Also, the comparisons are insane. Look, I had a hemorrhagic stroke, right? That's the biggie. That's the difficult one. So other people are like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so had a hemorrhagic stroke and they're fine. It's like, yeah, that's great. You know who else had a hemorrhagic stroke? Luke Perry. And he's dead. That's unfortunate, but that's the truth. You know, all of our strokes are completely different. I have a dear friend who had the exact same type of stroke I had, and she has no feeling on one of her sides. So we're all different. We cannot compare, even if we had the exact same thing, because we're not the exact same people. We don't have the exact same everything. We're our own individual selves. So let's stop comparing. Again, refer back to the hashtag 2021. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. And I think just like you said, no two strokes are like identical, right?
Right.
Same with TN. No two cases of TN are identical. There are just too many variables of what classification of TN you have, which branch is affected, where exactly the damage is, what medication you respond to. Like, there are just too many variables. So what works for you probably not going to work for the next person. And there's just like, there's got to be some respect around that and just some understanding and patience.
Just be a human being, for God's sake. Yeah. Jesus, you know, look, the one thing I don't ever want to be is ignorant. Like, I just don't. I think that's like the worst thing you could probably call somebody, you know? Wow, that's I never want to have like that ignorant opinion. That's why I do a lot of research as best I can. I'm not like in the back with like beakers and Bunsen burners or anything, but like I look up reputable sources and like I cross compare like I do as best I can. I don't just want to say, hey, you know, my friend's cousin's aunt, this happened and they said, I don't want to do that shit. That's ignorant. You know, that's ignorant. We don't want to do that at all. So look, TN is it's a very, very serious condition. I am just always in awe of how positive you are considering what's going on with you. And I've seen you in your lows. Those are fucking lows, Mackenzie, you know, and I'm so thankful for you. And the fact that you're doing just amazing work of bringing awareness to TN to the world, because it's something that more people should know, even though the majority of the people that have TN are comfortably in their 50s, 60s and 70s. Mackenzie is she's just an overachiever getting this in her teens. She wanted to be one of the cool kids. She's like Doogie Howser, you know. Instead of becoming a doctor as a teenager, she's like, you know what? I'm going to have this older person's affliction.
If I could go back.
Yeah, maybe I would have done something different. So, Mackenzie Jerkass, Lee, not Leah. We are the neuro nerds over here. Let's talk nerdom.
Yes.
I know a few. You're okay. A music nerd for sure, because you also have like a beautiful voice and it's amazing. If you guys haven't heard Mackenzie sing, check out her page. Like, it'll make you emotional. A couple of these songs, specifically the one that you and John just did recently.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, God, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
On top of that, I know you're a Skyrim nerd. You nerd. Like, you super nerd. I call her super nerd. And clearly I'm aware of the irony. And the fact that I'm super nerd shaming her while I'll actually call her to be like, hey, so there's this dude and I don't really know how to kill this guy. And I'm looking for this thing to get me through this door. But there's this. So I get it. I get the irony. So super Skyrim nerd. What other nerddoms do you have?
Fallout, for sure. I'm like a major Fallout nerd. I'm trying to think what else. I like, this is just a random one, but like geography and the periodic table of elements. I have a random love for that.
What?
Yeah. No, I was not fun in high school.
What is exciting about the periodic table? About a side of nothing.
It's fun.
Is it? Okay, I want to say this. This might just be because you're Canadian, but I think you and I have a completely different view on the word fun.
Like, last night, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a night for myself. I'm just gonna relax. I did quizzes for 3 hours on like countries and like where on the periodic table is this element? Like,
mother. Of dragons. You know what? That's it. Okay. We all have like specific nerdoms that are just like, oh, wow, that's like a really super nerdy thing. Like Felice being the amazing world traveling, performing rock star. When I was like, Belle, we ain't got nothing to do today. It's your day. Do whatever you want. And she's like, you know, feels like a Little Women type of day. And we sat down, we watched Little Women, and she crocheted. What is wrong with you vibrant, beautiful young women acting like old ladies? You in particular, you're super young and you have old lady disease.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have an old lady disease. May as well do some old lady things. I like wake up every morning, do my like New York Times crossword, and then
I crack open a six pack of Ensure.
Sometimes I do that because I can't eat.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Why do I feel like when I meet you and we hug for the first time, you're going to smell like mothballs?
No, I'm just smelling maple syrup.
That's true. That is very true. I'm really excited. Trader Joe's just brought back like a maple syrup spread. It makes me happy inside. It's so good.
I'm so sad we don't have Trader Joe's.
You are sad. I just went this morning and I just got a cheese spice. It's literally like you put it on popcorn to make popcorn cheesy. These are very, very, very exciting things to me, Mackenzie. So what do you have going on, Mackenzie? Throw out. This is the part like we're throw out the socials. So, but on top of the socials, where can they find out more about Paint the Town Teal?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at MacDidy the Lady Face. You can find me on Twitter at MacDaddyFace. And you can find my blog at www.livingwithteal.com.
Boom. Definitely check that out. She's also, aside of being amazing overall, she's an amazing writer as well. So she'll give you the feels with the picture she paints with her words. Mackenzie, you jerk. You can also follow my tiny ass-kicking amazing co-host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can follow me at Joe Sorox on all the socials. You can follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds on all the socials. Mackenzie, jerk ass, Lee, not Leah. Seriously, I'm always in awe of who you are, like as a person. Like I sincerely mean that. Like I love you to death. You've become just one of the most important people in my life. I there's a reason why I talk to you literally every day of my life. You know, I just appreciate you so much, and I want nothing but the best for you, and anything that I could ever do to help. I am always here, and so are the Neuro Nerds and the community. So definitely check out all of Mackenzie's socials and her blogs, and paint that on the 7th. Make sure you wear teal in support of trigeminal neuralgia. Do a little research, because it is amazing how this person is, the fact that she lives with that every single day of her life. So, and on this, Joe is in awe of this amazing, beautiful, tiny, pasty human being. On that note, this Neuro Nerd is out. I threw in pasty. I had to.
You had to. It really paints the picture a little bit better.
Yeah, like you're standing in front of a white wall. You kind of disappear. So all I see is hair and headphones.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.